सदाशिवसमारंभां व्यासशंकरमध्यमां अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्तां वंदे गुरुपरंपरां श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानां आलयं करुणालयं नमामि भगवत्पादशंकरं लोकशंकरं शंकरं शंकराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वंदे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ओम ईश्वरो गुरुरात्मेति मूर्तिभेद विभागिने व्योमवद्व्याप्तदेहाय दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः ओम सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ भद्रं कर्णे भिश्रुणुयाम देवाः भद्रं पश्येमाक्षभर्यजत्राः स्थिरैरङ्गैस्तुष्टुभागंसस्तनुभिः व्यशेमदेवहितैर्यदायुः स्वस्ति न इन्द्रो वृद्धश्रवाः स्वस्ति नः पूषा विश्ववेदाः स्वस्ति नस्तार्क्ष्यो अरिष्टनेमिः स्वस्ति नो बृहस्पतिर्दधातु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ प्रज्ञानां सुप्रतानै स्थिरचरनिकर व्यापिभिर्व्याप्य लोकान् प्रज्ञानां सुप्रतानै स्थिरचरनिकर व्यापिभिर्व्याप्य लोकान् भुक्त्वा भोगान् स्थविष्ठान् भुक्त्वा भोगान् स्थविष्ठान् पुनरपि धिषणोद्भासितान् कामजन्यान् धिषणोद्भासितान् कामजन्यान् पीत्वा सर्वान् विशेषान् सर्वान् विशेषान् स्वपिति मधुरभुं स्वपिति मधुरभुं मायया भोजयन्नः मायया भोजयन्नः माया संख्यातुरीयम् माया संख्यातुरीयम् परममृतमजम् परममृतमजम् ब्रह्म यत्तन्नतोऽस्मि यो विश्वात्मा यो विश्वात्मा विधिज विषयान् प्राश्य भोगान् स्थविष्ठान् प्राश्य भोगान् स्थविष्ठान् पश्चाच्चान्यान् पश्चाच्चान्यान् स्वमति विभवान् स्वमति विभवान् ज्योतिषास्वेन सूक्ष्मान् ज्योतिषास्वेन सूक्ष्मान् सर्वानेतान् पुनरपि शनै स्वात्मनि स्थापयित्वा हित्वा सर्वान् विशेषान् विगत गुणगणः पात्वसौ न स्तुरियः I'll go a little out of the topic and come back. See, this abstract, subtlest reality, formless reality, can be understood only in terms of its nature of knowing. The important thing, remember, if it can be altered only in terms of its nature of consciousness, it has to be altered only as the swarupam, the very truth of the subject of knowledge, the knower. Only when you try to discover who this knower is, what this knower is, then really search for what this knower is, then you will see there's no knower other than this. You arrive at it. This is how it knows, because knowing is the nature. So you arrive at the reality in terms of its nature of being conscious, as consciousness. Then all these words we are using, consciousness, awareness, knowledge. But this being formless, being the subtlest, being the first and foremost of everything, beyond everything, naturally cannot be available for knowledge as an object through any of the pramanam, including the Shastra pramanam. Even Shastram also, how does Veda Shastram serve as a pramanam? It cannot be known through any means of knowledge means. Of course, words also cannot describe. What about Veda Shastram? Veda Shastram is nothing but sentences, mantras consisting of sentences, sentences consisting of words, words formed of vowels and consonants, sounds only. So, but words cannot describe the Atma. But how does Veda Shastram, the words of Veda, how do they serve as a means of knowledge? That's why we say, even the words of the Shastram cannot directly reveal the reality. They help us, the words of the Shastram, when unfolded a certain way, carefully, and they help us understand arivat reality in terms of its swarupam. And such words which reveal the reality in terms of its nature are the words that to be direct definitions of Brahma. Like nityaha, sarvagataha, chatyam, jnanam, anantam. These are the words said to be direct definitions of knowledge. They're directly defining the reality in terms of its nature. They need to be unfolded. So this neti neti etc., this methodology which serves as a upaya, a means of understanding that reality, then helps you see how the words, the meanings revealed by those words and what to understand, arrive at here, tally. And of course, Shastram has its own other indirect method also, Tatastha Lakshanam also, to arrive at the reality. But whatever it is, the words of the Shastram do not directly reveal. By negating but showing what the reality is not, they help you arrive at the reality. Even the words of the Shastram cannot directly reveal, by negating what it is not, they help you, by implication, they reveal what it is. That's why I said the method of arriving at the reality by implication through negation. Okay. Now, this reality is not available for comprehension, perception. Of course, because we know very well it's through any of the pramanams. Even this reality is available in the form recognition, in the form of knowledge, manifest knowledge in all the living beings. We said the reality is absolutely all pervasive. There's no place, no space, no time when it is not. No object is not pervaded by the reality. But where is it available for recognition? Reality is always everywhere and everything. But it is not perceptible, not comprehensible, not conceivable, not describable. How is this mind going to understand? Because it is not available at all for recognition in non-living things. This reality, formless abstract reality, is available for recognition in all the living beings in the form of knowledge manifest. The manifest knowledge. Manifest knowledge means what? Recognizable knowledge. Knowledge is recognizable in the reality, abstract, formless reality is recognizable in the form of knowledge manifest in all living beings. You don't see through physical eyes, but we understand the reality being abstract reality, being manifest in the form of knowledge. That is how you recognize. That how in all living beings there is knowledge. In non-living things also it is there. But if there is, reality remains as reality. Without non-recognizably it is there in non-living things. In living beings recognizably it is there. How it is recognizable? Recognizable in the form of knowledge. Knowledge backing the order. Order involved in all the functions. Functions which prove the life, being alive. Tree is alive, plant is alive, mosquito is alive, fish alive, birds alive, everything alive. You see the life in all the beings. Life is something perceptible. Life presupposes functions. Functions presuppose what? The order, knowledge. The order. Order presupposes knowledge. Because without being taught by anything in the world, anybody in the world, everything functions. I used to tell you before this also, Pujya Swamiji always used to say this. Every living creature, right from Amoeba Paramecium, every being is blessed with adequate knowledge to live its life. As soon as the chunk of bread falls, the whole lot of fish come together. Who teaches? They have innate knowledge. Innate intelligence. Okay? In every living being to live its life. Our mukti goes and waits there. When the bird comes to catch. Kashi mukti, whoever it is. What I'm saying. Now, who teaches? If we go with the food, it comes, follows us. It knows, because our food, birds will come, it can catch. What I'm saying, the innate intelligence, the innate knowledge in every being, isn't it? And also, it very functions. That is how this abstract reality, which cannot be seen through physical eyes, can be recognized in the form of knowledge backing the order involved in functions. That is when that knowledge, that reality in terms of knowledge alone is appreciated as Ishvara, the order. And the same reality is available for recognition, of course, in every human being also, in every human system, function of mentation, functions, physiological functions, function activities, every living, the inert body. That is why in Gita it is said, Bhagavan's presence in the form of knowledge brings whole life. Otherwise there is inert bundle of, you know, what is this? Minus reality. Anatma is completely inert matter. But now it is, isn't it? It functions, it acts, its life means, that is, so the same reality is available for recognition in the form of knowledge. Manifest. Manifest means recognizably it is there. When it is then non-recognizably, we say unmanifest. Isn't it? So unmanifest is non-recognizable. Manifest is recognizable. So in all these non-living things, reality being unmanifest, not being available for recognition. So non-recognizability is mistaken for non-existence. Oh, there no consciousness. Here the consciousness is. Same. In the same way, so here also, here this, when this, come to the class. That is what we are seeing, isn't it? Why the Shunyavadi gets this idea, oh, everything in the world is anything, everything known, okay? When you say everything is mithya, everything is mithya, because there's no independent existence, it's come from that something, you say, and that something is incomprehensible, non-comprehensible, not available at all for any pramanam to know, then it is in the reality being incomprehensible, being imperceptible, non-objectifiable, isn't it? Non-recognizability of the reality is mistaken for non-existence. Then, asadvadinaha. Understand? That's why we are seeing ecstasy. First of all, it means it is non-existent. The cause is non-existent. So, we are seeing, now come to the class now. In 26th Karika, remember now? Because the non-recognizability of the reality should not be mistaken for non-existence, because, and it is logically established here. What is the logic here? When the first example was given, the magician example was given, the magician projects many things in his magic show, all those various falsely produced things in the magic show by magician, presuppose what the magician, existence of the magician. Only from a magician who is existent, this projection, the magic show itself is possible, and the produced things are possible. So we have this, the whole jagat is there, the world of duality which is experienced all the time. It is there, which is the karyam. It is here. And there must be the source of existence of this universe. So the magician is intelligent and skillful. Everybody cannot be. So the knowledge and skill of the magician is the intelligent cause. Using which is an intelligent cause, something which is not real is brought to manifestation, brought to experience. Isn't it? In magic show, experiencing really what is not real. And how is it possible? That is the knowledge and skill of the person. That's the intelligent cause. Like that, there is this reality is from the standpoint of this as though appearance of the as though real dual world of duality, there is intelligent cause which is not outside of Brahma, which is the reality. Then, therefore, it exists. And another example he gave was this, even this rope. The rope unknown. The rope is not non-existent, existent rope only. When it's unknown, without undergoing any change, just rope remaining as a rope, is possible when it is veiled by the ignorance of it being rope. Causes contribute for the appearance of the snake. The false snake, not real snake. So for the creation of the false snake, unreal snake, as though real snake, is what is needed is only ignorance of the rope. What is? Isn't it? Therefore it is a vivarta. The rope is the vivarta upadana karanam for the snake. It is possible. In the same way, this universe also is not real. This world of duality experienced in the waking state, also in the dream state also, really not real. Because only one thing is what? Anything experienced, known means mithya. Known means inert. Known means inert only. Everything known is inert, inert, inert. Everything known is of the nature of inertness. So, the known inert thing can never have independent existence. For it to become existent, to have the status of being existent, it must become the known. Otherwise, it will be as good as non-existent. So, for it to be known, it is dependent on the knowledge. For the knowledge to be there, there must be the knower. Isn't it? So this knower alone is there as the adhishthanam. So that which obtains as the knower alone is the adhishthanam. Existence, support, substratum of the known world of duality. So being dependent, it is not real. It is mithya. It's only appearance of the real. Mithya world of duality is only appearance of the Satya Adhishtana Atma. Okay. That's what yesterday we saw here. So, Asataha Karanat Tattvataha Janmana Ujyate. From a non-existent cause, origination, creation of anything is not at all possible. It is illogical, it is improper to say that there is origination or creation of the world of duality from a non-existent cause. Understand? So asadvada, asadkarnavada is negated there. So, sataha vidyamanasya vastunaha rajvadehe sarpadivat maya janma yujyate. It is always appropriate, it is logical to say that the appearance of false snake etc. is possible only when there is existence of a real rope. So, in the same way, how when the rope being rope is not known, okay, rope being the rope is not known, the rope is not non-existent, rope being not known should not be mistaken for the non-existence of the rope. Unknown rope is not a non-existent rope. The people who negate the cause, who say this, it has come from non-existence, is the who mistake the reality for non-existence, or non-existent, are these people, like these people, mistaking the unknown rope for a non-existent rope. It's not correct. When the rope, being the rope is not known, it is as good as non-existent. But it is not non-existent because it's not known. And that ignorance of the rope alone veils the rope, being the rope. It doesn't prevent you person from seeing what is this rope. then what happens? That ignorance also contributes for the what? False perception of the snake upon the rope. Therefore, for the false appearance of the rope, there must be the real, really existent rope, for the false appearance of the snake. In the same way, agrahyasyapi sataha eva atmanaha. This atma, unknown, atma which is not known, agrahyaha atma. Atma is agrahyaha, unknown. And unknown, unknowable also. Atma is unknown, unknowable also. Why? Not an object. Unknown atma, unknowable atma also. Jagadrupena maya janma yujyate. Jagadrupena janma. And that for, so the origination, the creation of this world of duality, an appearance of this world of duality is, it's possible for that unknown atma to be in the form of the world of duality. How in the wake of the knowledge of the rope being the rope, the snake becomes resolved in the same, resolvable cognitively in the same rope as what? Snake is rope. Falsely perceived snake is resolvable in the very rope, in the wake of knowledge of the rope being the rope. In the same way, in the wake of knowledge of the reality, Atma, obtaining as one's own self, this falsely perceived, isn't it, as though real world of duality also can be cognitively resolved as mithya. Therefore, really speaking, there's no real birth of the Atma as the universe, Atma as the Jiva also. Tattvataha eva ajasya atmanaha janmana yujyate. Really, it is not possible for the unborn Atma to be born, to be appearing as the world of duality or as Jivas. Okay. This we already seen yesterday. I'm going to the today's class. Page number 437. Yasya punaha paramarthasat ajam atvatattvam jagadrupena jayate vadinaha nahi tasya ajam jayate iti shakyam vaktum virodhat. So, we have already read this actually. So, paramarthasat, this absolute reality, which is unborn, this Atma, absolute reality, Atma, which is unborn, jagadrupena jayate iti vadinaha. The person who is of this view, the person who is of this view, this absolute unborn reality is born as this universe, has become this universe, appears as, is in the form of universe. For that person, nahi tasya ajam jayate iti. It is not at all possible for him to say unborn is born. Ajam jayate iti vaktum na shakyate. It is illogical to say that unborn is born. Therefore what? Tataha tasya arthat. What he means, it must be what? Jatam jayate iti apannam. What is already born alone can be reborn. If at all we talk about the birth of anything, any birth is mithya. The origination, creation, birth of anything is not real birth. It's only mithya. It is as though. It can be relatively real, but definitely, absolutely there is no birth of anything. Second thing, if at all somebody says something is born, there's only birth must be of something which is already born. unborn can never be born. Whichever is born must be what now? The reborn. Must have been born already, must be reborn again. Understand? Unborn can never be born. Okay. Okay, suppose, it's a very important lesson here. In this, by saying this, unborn can never be born because being birthlessness is the very nature of reality. Remember first from the beginning, because of its subtleness, it's all pervasive. Because of its all pervasiveness, it is unmoving motion. It's of nature of motionlessness. Motionless being the nature, changelessness is the nature. If changelessness is the swarupam of the Atma, then birth is a form of a change. Death is a change. So changes in the form of birth, death, etc. is not possible. Even gross changes are not possible. Subtle changes also are not possible. No change whatsoever is possible on the part of this Atmatattvam. Which means, what about this world of duality then? This world of duality which is experienced is only appearance. Isn't it? Appearance of that reality. It's a false appearance. It's as though real. Which is no independent existence outside of that Atma. So Atma is what then? It's only Vivarta Upadana Karanam. But this Purapakshi, the person who is of the view that this world of duality has come from that Brahman, which has already undergone a change. The person who thinks there's no cause at all is also wrong. The person who thinks that Atma has undergone a change to become the universe. It's called Parinamavadi. Okay? Parinamavadi includes even great Vaidikas also. I don't want to mention the name and heard the first Vuvulis of people. We'll just keep it secret. Okay? Many other people, very staunch Vaidikas, who accept Veda as the Pramana Grantha, also great following they have, even they also have the view that they mistake this reality, Atma, to be a material parinami upadana karanam, the changing material cause. That is why they think, that is why they say, this is a, here Shankaragupada negates all their views. All parinamavadis are refuted. Definitely, Atma is not a parinama, parinama upadana karanam. Atma is not a parinami upadana karanam. It is not a cause which undergoes a change for the universe. Okay? The universe, the world of duality is only appearance. It is only as though real. It is really not there. Therefore what? It is not an effect. Therefore Atma is not the cause. Then but Atma, the ignorance of the Atma contribute for the appearance of this duality. Therefore, we say what? Without undergoing any change, Atma being what it is, it appears as the universe. World of duality. Understand? If we say, if Atma really undergoes a change to become the universe, then what will happen? If it is a parinami upadana karanam, any cause, anything which is a cause, real cause, must undergo a change to become an effect. It is not a real cause. If it all undergoes a change, it must be an effect of some other cause. A cause to be a cause, real cause, must be able to undergo a change. And the cause undergoes a change must be an effect also. It must have another cause. If we say Atma is Parinama Upadana Karanam and there must be another cause from where Atma has come. And that cause must have some other cause. We must go in search of the cause of the cause of the cause of the cause of the cause. We'll be searching continuously. It will result in the problem of infinite regression. We can never establish, okay, the cause of the Atma. Because Atma is the subtlest reality which is beyond everything. And changelessness being its nature, it is beginningless and causeless, uncaused. And if at all it is there, just mere presence of the Atma itself, without any change in that Atma, this world of duality appears. Understand? Therefore, what? What the final lesson here? Atma is not real Atma. Atma is one unborn, non-dual, unchanging cause, vivartha upadana karanam. It is not a real cause. Therefore, there is no real creation. What is there is only Atma. With this, verse number 27 is over, completed. What is it? Tataha tasya arthat jatam jayate iti apannam tataha cha anavastha jata. Anavastha jatat jayamanatvina. Anavastha means this problem of infinite regression, the impossibility. Why? You must explain why Atma is not a changing cause, it's a changeless cause. Okay. We'll go to the next verse now, today's class. I'm a very simple person, okay? Just knock off easily. Shankarabhadra doesn't write much big bhashyam, very simple. No, this is, Sunyavadi again is negated. Asato mayaya janma, asato mayaya janma, tattvato naiva yujyate, tattvato naiva yujyate. Vandhya putro na tattvena, vandhya putro na tattvena, mayaya vapi jayate, mayaya vapi jayate, asato mayaya janma, asato mayaya janma, tattvato naiva yujyate, tattvato naiva yujyate, vandhya putro na tattvena, vandhya putro na tattvena, mayaya vapi jayate, api jayate. Okay. He gives a logically, give the appropriate reasoning, he negates this, all these people are on asat karyavada, asat karana vadinaha. It's an asat karana vada. You can say asat vada is defeated here. Asataha, first he says, Acharya says, asataha janma naiva yujyate. Origination of anything from a non-existent thing is not at all possible. It is inappropriate, it's illogical to say that something has originated from a non-existent thing. Asat means what? Tucham. Please understand, in Bhagavad Gita, the 16th verse, these three words are explained. What is Sat? What is Asat? In that context, Sat is real. Asat is what? Asat has one meaning is mithya, that which is as though real, relatively real. Another meaning of asat is what? Tucham. Tucham means absolutely non-existent. So asataha, from a non-existent thing, janma naiva yujyate, it is not at all possible, proper to say something has originated from a non-existent thing. She says the birth of something non-existent cannot happen at all. How? Mayaya. Okay. Atatvata. Really, birth cannot happen. Even seemingly also no birth can happen from a non-existent thing. He gives the example. Vandhya putraha. a barren woman's son. Okay. Tatvenava mayayapi na jayate. A woman never delivered a baby. Son of a woman who never delivered a baby. Nowadays people ask you to take test tribunal. I'm not talking about all those things. Okay. So, son of a never mother who never delivered a baby. Okay. Really is not born. Even, you know, seemingly also cannot be born. Understand? That's a good example. Finished. So, let us see one sentence here in the Shankara Bhagavatpada's commentary. Asadvadinam. Asadvadinaha. Asadvadinaha are the people who are of very strong view that either the world has come into existence from a non-existent cause. As some people who are also of the view from an existent cause, the non-existent universe has come. Okay, asat karanavadinaha, asat karyavadinaha, all are labeled as what? Asadvadinaha. Okay, so Shankara says asadvadinam, asataha bhavasya, maya tattvataha va, na kathanchana janma yujyate. Really or seemingly, no birth is possible at all of something which is non-existent. Nahi vandhya putraha maya tattvataha va jayate. Vandhya putraha, okay. Son of a woman who never delivered a baby is not born at all really or seemingly. Tasmat, therefore, atra asadvadaha durataha eva anupapannaha ityarthaha. Therefore, this asadvadaha, this view of the people who says strongly that from non-existent, there's a non-existent cause from, for this existent universe, who say, their, that view cannot, does not stand scrutiny, doesn't hold any water. It is completely illogical. Understand? How can existent originate from a non-existent thing? In fact, finally he is going to establish there is no such thing called non-existence at all. There is something amazing, isn't it? What is there is only existence. And you are going to understand. That is much subtler fact later on. Okay. Now he has no choice. So now the poor Pakshi is asking, katham punaha sataha mayaya eva janma iti uchyate. Then how is it said there is this creation? Okay, this creation is of or from the reality through maya. What does it mean? This world of duality is experienced is a creation, okay, and this creation is from Brahman, the Atma, which is existent, but is not real. It's only through Maya. Without from unchanging cause, reality, Sat is of the changelessness. From a changeless reality, the unborn reality, there cannot be any, unborn reality cannot be any birth on the part of the Atma. Can be any origination. Therefore, how is it said that there is creation of this universe from an unborn, from this reality through Maya? That's the question. Answer comes in the following Karika. Page number 438, Karika number 28. So 29th Karika gives the answer, which is a small karika, but a little complicated karika. Thank God, Shankara Bhagavatpada clarifies the doubt. It's not complicated. It may confuse. Okay? That's why. Yatha swapne dvayabhasam. Yatha swapne dvayabhasam. Spandate mayaya manaha. Spandate mayaya manaha. By now, by at this stage, we must be very clear. Atma is real. Atma is timeless and changeless. And Atma being changeless, Atma is not real cause. But still, without Atma, universe cannot exist at all. The Atma is unchanging cause. As though unchanging cause. For this, as though real world of duality. Therefore, Atma alone is in the form of the world of duality. This must be very clear. Okay? Now we'll go ahead with this understanding. How does the one reality appears as this mind-boggling world of plurality of countless number of forms, names and functions? So many differences, isn't it? There is first of all knower known duality, division. The knower is different from the known, known is different from the knower. And within this world of, there is known world of plurality, every object is subject to many differences. There is swagata bhedaha. Swagata bhedaha means difference obtaining within, okay, and the part of one given object. One individual has many, there's difference between many parts. Head is different from hands, hands are different from legs, legs are different from every part of every part, many parts which constitute a given object are different. Every part is different from every other part. This is called swagata bhedaha. Swagata bhedaha. And if you take a tree, there's swagata bhedaha. What is tree? Many parts put together intelligently is tree. Every part is different from every other part, which is called swagata bhedaha. Then sajatiya bhedaha. Difference between two things of same species, same category. Tree, mango tree, coconut tree. Both are trees, but there's a sajatiya bheda. And vijatiya bheda. So plants and other animals, mobile immobile beings like this, every is called vijatiya bheda. Difference between beings and things of different species, different categories. So sajatiya bhedaha, vijatiya bhedaha, swagata bhedaha, jnatru jnana jneya bhedaha, there's bhedaha difference. So countless number of forms, names and functions, the world of plurality, which is always experienced, available for experience. How can we say it is as though? It is as though. Because it's only appearance, because it is only appearance of the reality, the unchanging reality, because there's no cause, therefore it is not creation, it's only appearance. It's non-separate from the Brahma. Brahmatma is non-separate from this universe. That's why the question is coming, how does this Maya cause this? How through Maya? This birth of changeless cause, birth of this universe, birth of changeless cause in the form of universe is possible through Maya. So he says, yatha swapne dvayabhasam, yatha swapne dvayabhasam, spandate mayaya punaha. Te mayaya puna, sorry, spandate mayaya manaha, spandate mayaya manaha, తథా జాగ్రద్వయాభాసం తథా జాగ్రద్వయాభాసం స్పందతే మాయయా మనః స్పందతే మాయయా మనః. సో గౌడబాద ఆచార్య సేస్ హౌ జస్ట్ యాస్ ద క్వశ్చన్ ఇస్ కథం ఆన్సర్ ఇస్ యథా జస్ట్ యాస్ జస్ట్ యాస్ స్వప్నే ఇన్ డ్రీమ్ మనః స్పందతే మనః స్పందతే. పనులజీ సేస్ మైండ్ ది మైండ్ వైబ్రేట్స్ ది మైండ్ స్పిన్స్ ది మైండ్ స్పిన్స్ త్రూ మాయా. Just as in dream the mind spins through Maya, that big what happens? It causes as though real world of duality. In dream, there's a world of duality. As with the difference what? As knower, known division. So with the twofold divisions as knower and the known. Dvaya, dvaya abhasaha. Dvaya means two. Abhasaha means appearance. Isn't it? False appearance. So dvaya abhasaha. So the mind spins an apparent duality in the dream state through Maya. Tatha in the same way. In the waking state also, jagrat, jagrat dvayabhasam. In the same way, in the waking state also, mind spins, vibrates through the maya, this apparent world of duality involving the experiencer and the experienced. Isn't it? This is the literal meaning of the verse. So here, the word manaha, manaha. He says the dream world of duality, experience in dream, is a projection of the mind through Maya. He says, of course, if we analyze the dream, the dreamer is non-separate from the dream world. The dream world of objects. The dreamer and dreamt, the dream world, the doer, non-separate, one and the same. It appears to be this too. As long as the person is in the dream, for the person who is in dream, the dream world of duality is real. The division is real as long as he is in dream. He himself sees himself as a dreamer, an individual, dream individual. In him, he sees himself as a dream individual and there's a dream world also. So the dream world, the plurality, the duality of the dream world, experience the dream is very real for the person who is in dream. Only when he wakes up from sleep, he can understand the whole dream world is nothing but the mind. It's all mental projection, the thoughts. The samskaras in the form of thoughts, isn't it? From the memory, it all gets replayed and projected. It's all within the mind. There's no dreamer, there's no dreamt world, which is separate. They're one and the same. The truth of the dreamer, dream observer, the truth of the dreamt world is one and the same. They're not two. The waker. Why the person has to wake up from sleep? From the standpoint of waker, one can understand how the dream world experienced the duality is not real through Maya. For the person has to sleep. The sleep supports Nidraya. In the same way, this the world of duality experienced in the waking state also is not real. It is, the duality is not real. But when we are in the waking state, this world of dualities appears to be very real. So where should we go now? Because we are all in sleep of ignorance. Okay? In the sleep of ignorance. When we discover the truth, reality, obtaining as our own swarupam, and we discover that reality, that swarupam of the knower being, absolute knower being consciousness, in the wake of knowledge of the consciousness being our own swarupam, Atma, from the standpoint of the reality, abstract reality, consciousness implied by the term Atma, we can understand this world of duality experience, the waking state also is not real, mithya. It's not real. So, what we need is, you have to wake up from sleep to understand dream world being not real, dream duality being not real. In the same way, you have to wake up from the sleep of ignorance to understand this duality, world of duality experience in the waking state also is not real. It is as though. Only when you see the water being the truth, only from the standpoint of the truth, water, you can say there's no division as wave ocean. Okay, this is how we explain. So here a small problem comes. Now what's the problem? He used the term manaha, manaha in both sentences. Which means, Gaudapada Acharya says, the dream universe experience, the dream duality experience, the dream state is mental projection. The duality experience, the waking state is also mental projection. That is how the sentences sound here. Manaha, the word used is manaha. If we take this duality, world of duality experience, the waking state to be a mental projection, it is wrong in the vision of non-duality. In the Advaitin's view, it is wrong. Because no Advaiti can ever say this world of duality experienced in the waking state is a mental projection. No. Very strictly Shankara Bhagavatpada vehemently comments on this. This world experienced in the waking state is not a mental projection. You can say the world of duality experienced in the dream state is a mental projection. But not the world experienced in the waking state. If we say this world of duality experience in the waking state is also mental projection, then this becomes a view of a Buddhist. You know, one of the four schools of Buddhism is what? Kshanika Vijnana Vadaha. Kshanika Vijnana Vadaha. In whose vision consciousness is the fleeting consciousness, is the Atma for him. Okay. In his view, this world of duality experience the waking state is a projection of the mind. Suppose if we take the word mind given here as the mind itself, manaha, the word manaha present in this karika, if we take the meaning of the word manaha as mind, then then what happens? There will be a problem of labeling Gaudapada Acharya as a Kshanika Vijnana Vadi. In fact, he condemns everywhere Kshanika Vijnana Vada. Okay, such a doubt should not be there. In fact, see, reading this verse, there are some people who also consider Gaudapada Acharya to be, okay, he is like Shankaracharya said, Prachanna Guptaha, isn't it? It's a hidden Buddhist. Prachanna Bauddha, they say. Means some, they have their own wrong views because somewhere they don't understand subtle differences, they don't see. So Gaudapada Acharya should not be mistaken for a Kshanika Vijnana Vadi. In fact, Buddhists are Nastikaha. The Bauddhas are Nastikaha. they are non-believers who do not accept Vedashastram as the Pramanam. Whereas Gaudapacharya is a strong Vaidikaha. And being a staunch Vaidikaha, being staunch Advaiti also, he presents appropriate quotes from the Vedashastra Upanishads everywhere he is. To support his view, he only quotes statements from the Shruti. Therefore, definitely, he does not mean that. In his Karika, he does not say that Atma, the world of duality, dvayabhasaha, is it? The apparent duality is dvayabhasaha. Apparent duality experienced in the waking state is not, he does not say it's a mental projection. Then what does he say here? So Shankaracharya says, there is ingenious interpretation of this word manaha of Shankaracharya. Okay? Manaha here, he means mind here means Atma. The word mind here means Atma. How can you say mind is Atma? Can't we say wave is water? We can say wave is water. We can say ornament is gold. We can say furniture is wood. We can say chair is plastic. Is it? We can say in the same way, we can easily say mind is Atma. Because mind is nothing but manifestation of Atma. All that is here is only manifestation of Atma only. Therefore, mind also is what? Of course, mind is manifestation of Atma only. He means mind is Atma. Therefore, the meaning of the word manaha here is Atma. Okay. It's very subtle. Okay. I'll tell you what it is. Mind is Atma means, what is mind? Mind is abstract, formless consciousness. Mind is abstract, formless consciousness. And it is this mind, okay, the consciousness which is in the form of mind alone, through Maya, contributes for, appears as this apparent world of duality. Consciousness in the form of mind alone through Maya appears as apparent world of duality. This is what he means. Consciousness in the form of mind alone, in the form of cosmic mind, as well as the individual mind, is appearing as, through Maya, is appearing as the world of duality. Which means, in spite of the appearance of the world of duality, you can simply say, what is there is only Atma. I'm going very slowly, okay? What is only Atma? In spite of this apparent world of duality, we can say, what is there is only Atma. How can we say this? For which he gives an I'm going to the Bhashyam, so I can easily, quickly finish the Bhashyam. He gives the example of rope snake. Listen to me, then we can read. Only a few sentences. Short Bhashyam only, but profound teaching is here. In his 29th and 30th, in both these verses, he establishes, clarifies this doubt. See, rope is the vivarta upadana karanam. For this snake, When does it become Upadana Karanam for the snake? When the rope is unknown. The unknown rope. When the rope, being the rope is not known, rope is veiled by the ignorance of the rope. Isn't it? Must be with me every step. Rope is veiled by the ignorance of the rope. Because you don't see rope as a rope. Then that ignorance, what is the distance between ignorance of the rope and the ignorant rope? Stop it, okay? Let me go next sentence. That ignorance of the rope being there, that ignorance of the rope being the rope, isn't it? Called the erroneous perception of the snake. Now snake is sin, isn't it? Now tell me, what is the distance between the apparent, the false snake and the rope? What's the distance? There's no distance. Between the two, okay, rope is satyam, satya ajna, the ignorance of the truth, satyam. Rope, the ignorance of the real snake. Ignorance of the real snake, really existent, ignorance of the really existent rope, there is ignorance of the rope, ignorance of the really existent rope results in what? Appearance of the false snake. Isn't it? Now, the false snake and rope, are they two? One. Rope is not the snake, but the snake is nothing but rope. Is it clear? Rope is not the snake, but the snake is rope. When the snake ignorance of the rope, when it veils the rope, it causes the appearance of the false snake, it produces what? Fear. Fear. So fear is caused by, are there two causes? This fear is the production, okay? Fear is the production, creation. Fear is caused by rope. There are, how many things are there? There's rope, rope ignorance, false snake, and fear. How many things you have to remember? Rope, rope ignorance, rope ignorance caused apparent snake. Apparent snake caused fear. Now tell me, is this fear real fear? Can this fear be real fear? No. The fear is not real as though fear. Why? Because as though snake cannot cause real fear. As though, of course there is fear. Okay, I'm not saying there's no fear at all. If I say it's wrong, there is fear. We are shivering, sweating. Okay, as though snake causes as though fear. But unless and until you know the fear, snake is as though, fear also is real fear. As though fear is caused by as though snake. And is as though snake is caused by ignorance of the rope. Now tell me, can there be ignorance of the rope without the rope? If rope at all is not there, how can there be ignorance of the rope? Ignorance of the rope is possible only if the rope is. Therefore, rope ignorance is non-different from the rope. Rope is dependent on the rope for its existence. Rope ignorance is dependent on the rope for its existence. Therefore, ignorance is mithya. Rope alone is satyam, isn't it? Ignorance of the rope cannot exist independently without the rope. Therefore, ignorance is mithya. Therefore, ignorance caused false. The snake also is not real. Mithya. Because snake is dependent on what? Ignorance. The seem apparent snake is dependent on the ignorance for its existence. Mithya. Now the fear caused by apparent snake is also mithya. Understand? Fear is mithya. Apparent snake which causes the fear also is mithya. Ignorance which caused the appearance of the false snake is also mithya. Therefore, all are non-different from what? Rope. So, the fear is rope. Snake is rope. Ignorance also is rope. Why? Non-being different from the rope. Therefore, in spite of shivering and sweating, in spite of seeing the snake there, okay, in spite of ignorance being there, what is really there is rope only. Only one rope alone is. Rope alone, one unchanging, secondless, okay, rope alone is there as the apparent snake. Understand now? So, reality of the false snake is rope. That without which snake cannot exist at all. The false snake cannot exist at all is the rope. Therefore, rope is the reality of the apparent snake. Okay. Is the example. In the same way, here, you know, mind is like this snake. Mind, we talk very highly of mind. It is this mind which is not mind. Mithya mind is like the apparent snake. Why? Because the mithya mind itself is because of the ignorance of the Atma. There is all pervasive, abstract, formless, changeless, absolute reality which is of the self consciousness implied by the term Atma. And there is ignorance of this Atma. There is no distance between ignorance and the Atma. Ignorance of the Atma cannot exist independently without the Atma. Isn't it? Can you say there is ignorance walking? Can you say that? Ignorance means ignorance of something. There cannot be something called ignorance by itself. If you ask, I'm ignorant. Ignorant of what? It ask or not? No, ignorance is there. Ignorance is there. What ignorance? Hey, come on. Ignorance of this absolute reality. Ignorance of the self is. Therefore, ignorance is dependent on the reality for its existence. Therefore, mithya. Ignorance itself is mithya. And this ignorance of the self, okay, is also said to be maya. Ignorance itself is said to be what? Maya. Another name of ignorance is maya. Avidya or maya. Same. Ignorance of the self, ignorance of the reality, from the standpoint of the whole of the universe, we can say what? Maya. The same ignorance of the reality from the standpoint of an individual said to be avidya. Now let us take this one, okay? Ignorance. Is ignorance veils the Atma. it prevents us from seeing what Atma is, knowing Atma is. When the Atma is veiled, Atma alone appears as mind. Understand what is mind now? Mind is nothing but appearance of the Atma when it is veiled by ignorance. Mind is, therefore, reality of the mind is Atma, the pure consciousness, abstract, formless, changeless consciousness is the reality of the mind. So, just as rope is not the snake, but the snake is the rope, here consciousness, Atma, is not the mind, but the mind is consciousness. Mind is Atma. Atma is not the mind, but the mind is Atma. Just as the apparent snake causes the fear, similarly, this mind, okay, the apparent mind alone, not, consider it, no, this, it is this mind itself being mithya. Therefore, mind is Atma alone, in the form of mind, through the Maya, projects. Causes this appearance of the apparent world of duality. Got it? Now tell me, if the mind is mithya, ignorance is mithya, ignorance caused mind is also mithya, the mithya mind projected world is also what? Satyam? This mind also causes the fear of samsara, fear of mortality in the form of the world of duality. Understand? Now tell me, how many words are you using? Pure, abstract, formless consciousness implied by the term Atma. Ignorance of the Atma. Ignorance caused appearance, false appearance, mind, and mind caused world of duality. Now tell me, what is there? If world of duality is mithya, like the snake caused apparent snake, false snake, mithya snake caused fear is mithya, it can be real. The world of duality, samsara, the fear of samsara, in the world of duality, caused by this mind also, which is my mind also, is not real. Mithya, because mind itself is mithya. The mind is caused by ignorance is also what? Mithya. And what is real? Therefore, being mithya, all mithya, ignorance is known, mind is known, mind caused world is known, the known, 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 all non-different from, non-different from the knower consciousness. But we don't know now. The ignorance is still there. Isn't it? Therefore, Atma alone, in the form of mind, through Maya, causes this duality. Which means, in spite of experiencing the world of duality, you can say, whether we know, we do not know, Atma alone is in the form of ignorance, in the form of mind, in the form of the apparent world of duality. Even as ignorance is there also. The ignorance is not there. Ignorance becomes resolved in, where can ignorance go? Where can the ignorance go? Poor ignorance. Ignorance is of the Atma. That's why we call it unmanifest power of the reality. results in the wake of knowledge. They can't coexist. Knowledge and ignorance cannot coexist. Knowledge is there. Ignorance results in the Atma. Ignorance goes. Ignorance caused false appearance. The mind is like, okay, results. And the mind results. Mind caused world of duality also becomes falsified as mithya. As long as you are alive in the world, the experience of duality will be there as long as the mind is here. But experience will be there, but it becomes falsified as mithya. You don't see it as real. It's like how after seeing the rope, you don't, even though you know, you remember the snake, but still you know it is not a snake. The same way, you will be seeing the world of duality, but you will know it is, you would have denied, you can't undo the perception of duality, but you can understand the perception of duality being mithya. But once the person as a jnani dies, that mind will not come back. Now, that's why it results. Because ignorance results. Ignorance caused, once in the wake of the knowledge, the snake results in the very rope. So mind results. Therefore, no more coming back. That's why we say videha mukti for a jnani. Understand? So what Gaudapacharya wants to say here is, even when there's projection of the world, it's only an appearance of the Atma. It does not say the waking state, the world of apparent duality experience, the waking state is real. He does not say it's a projection of the mind. He does not say it's a projection of the mind. He only says, Atma alone appears. Atma alone is secondlessly, non-dually, in the form of, apparent world of duality, in the form of mind, in the diminishing form of mind, Atma alone appears as this world of duality also, through Maya. So what? Atma is not a real cause. There's no real cause. And now, is Atma the cause or the mind the cause? Are there two causes? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That is why there's no cause. Absolutely there's no cause. There's no effect. It's only Atma is there. And what about the differences? All differences are mithya. Sajatiya Beda, nowhere known duality. Sajatiya Beda, Vijatiya Beda, Swagata Beda. All Bedaha, it's all differences are mithya. So this is what he means. So Shankara Bhagavatpada's commentary clarifies it. Some other people were very happy jumping. They'll come, oh, look at this Gaudapada Acharya, this giant Acharya, and he says this. So they like to quote this sentence to say, see, therefore, Khanji Vijnanavada is correct. He also accepts. They will say that. No, that is not the meaning. So Shankaracharya is very conscious now. He is very conscious in protecting. So he comes forward and he makes it very clear. Okay. Let us see the Bhashyam now. I have explained what is in the Bhashyam because it's a little complicated. I want to explain beforehand before I go to the teaching. Is it clear now? If you read the Bhashyam, you also it won't be very clear. This is going to become much clearer when you go to the following verses. So you have to remember this now. Consciousness, is like, not like the rope. Ignorance of the rope, ignorance of the Atma is like the ignorance of the rope. And ignorance caused apparent snake, the world, mind is like the snake. And the world of duality is like the fear. If you remember, understand everything is Atma. Okay. See, yatha rajvam vikalpitaha sarpaha. I think Shankara Prabhupada's commentary on 29th verse. Yatha, just as rajvam vikalpitaha sarpaha. Just as the snake falsely superimposed upon a rope, falsely seen in a rope, rajjurupena avekshyamanaha. When being seen as the rope, then what happens? We are seeing the reality of the snake, isn't it? When the snake falsely superimposed upon the rope is being seen as the rope, okay, in its reality, what happens now? The snake becomes, not snake, being rope is clear. Snake is non-different from the rope. When do you understand that? When the rope being the rope is understood, the snake being non-different from the rope, snake being the rope is known. They're not two. In the same way. Tat san evam, in this manner. Manaha. Now he comes to the next point. Manaha, mind. What is mind? Paramartha vignapti atmarupena avekshamanam. When the mind also is, okay, the apparent, okay, some false appearance, when the mind is also seen, when the mind is understood in the form of the absolute reality, the consciousness. Paramartha vijnaptihi means absolute reality, knowledge. Atma rupena, in him of, okay, understood. Sate, then what happens? Grahya grahaka rupena dvayabhasam spandate. What he says, grahya grahaka rupena. Grahyam means object of experience. Grahakam means the subject of experience. Grahyam grahakam, in the form of subject object of experience. Dvayabhasam spandate. Dvayab, this mind alone spins this apparent world of duality. It not mind. Don't say mind. It is Atma. Paramartha vijnaptihi. Paramartha vijnaptihi. Paramartha vijnaptihi, we must say. The absolute reality, consciousness alone, in the form of mind, remaining in the form of mind, spins this world, apparent world of duality. Why? Without the rope, there cannot be anything. Rope ignorance is not possible. Appearance of false snake is not possible. False snake caused fear also is not possible. It is rope alone is in the form of ignorance. Ignorance caused false snake, and false snake caused fear. Similarly, he says, manaha means what? Consciousness. So he says, actually, paramartha vignapti atma rupena. It is this absolute reality, consciousness alone, remaining in the form of mind, okay, spins this world of apparent world of duality with, okay, subject-object division, knower, known, experienced-experienced division. When? In the dream state also. Even though dream world is, dream, what is dream world? Dream world subjectively, dream experience subjective reality. Pratibhasikam satyam. Even though it is subjectively real, even though being subjectively real, it is a jiva srishtihi. It's a creation of an individual. Isn't it? Whereas this world of duality experienced in the waking state is Ishvara srishtihi. Objectively real. Objectively real world also is mithya. Subjectively real world also is mithya. Because, understand, Pratibhasikam Satyam is also mithya. Vyavaharikam Satyam is also mithya. Paramarthikam Satyam alone is Satyam. Absolute reality alone is real. Empirical reality is mithya. Subjective reality is also mithya. Why? Because even though the difference between, what is the difference between Jiva Srishti and Ishvara Srishti? The Jiva Srishti, this world of duality projected by the mind, is from all mental impressions, samskara, vasanas. Vasanamaya prapanchaha, isn't it? Whereas Ishvara Srishti is what? Elemental world. It's not vasanamaya. See, what we're experiencing, why we have to say it is not a mental projection. What is experienced in the waking state is not caused by these vasanas in the mind. Understand? It is caused by the samashti parabdha of all the jivas. There's a difference. Ishvara Srishti is caused by samashti parabdha. Whereas Jiva Srishti is caused by one's own samskaras in the mind. That's the difference. Doesn't matter whether it's subjectively real Jiva Srishti, the creation of the individual, or the objectively real, empirically real, you know, the world of duality experience, the waking state, it is also equally apparent. Why we say both are mithya? Why? There is, he's going to explain later on. Swapne mayaya rajvam sarpahaiva. Swapne rajvam sarpahaiva. How the snake exists in the rope. In the same way, the world of duality, apparent world of duality exists where? In, isn't it? In the mind which is Atma. Tatha tadvadeva. In the same way, jagrat, jagarite, in the same way, manaha mayaspandate. Atma in the form of mind spins the world of duality through maya. Okay? There, finally he says, iva, spandate iva. Please make note of the word iva. Spandate iva means as those spins. So that iva, a very important word in the Shankaracharya's commentary, iva means as though, as it were. So why, what he says, in the same way, tadvate, in the same way, Atma in the form of mind alone spins in the waking state also through maya as it were. Iva means as it were. But as it were is very important. As it were is very important. You know why? So, just as Atma, don't use the word mind as Atma, okay? Just as the Atma projects the dream, so also, Atma projects what? The waker's world of duality also. So, the Iva actually implies Atma this is Atma only is there. As though Atma alone is there, as though projects. Atma alone as though projects. Atma alone as though projects. The universe. Both. Okay. So both being the apparent, okay, being apparent, mithya, both are mithya. Therefore, what? Atma is not a real cause. So, Atma remains as a Atma always remains as one non-dual reality. So, what will be the final statement? So, I, the Atma, am non-dual reality in all the three periods of time. For what? There is no first birth itself. Where is the question of second birth? That is why, after understanding this, we need not go and beg Bhagavan, please bless me with immortality. Please bless me with the knowledge of immortality. You can ask. You can ever ask for what? Can ever ask for knowledge of immortality, not for immortality. Bhagavan can make, already you are immortal. There's a first birth is not possible. There's first, no second birth also. So it is the mind. What is this mind? We break our heads, isn't it? So this unmanifest power of the reality, partially manifest means what? There comes mind. Then projection. When the power remains totally as power, then also mind only, isn't it? The non-functional mind. Naspandate. The mind is non-functional, no spinning. No spinning, no vibrating, no world of duality. In sleep, what happens? Temporarily what? Atma remains as Atma. Understand? The total ignorance. There's no spinning in the part of the mind. Then there's no apparent world of duality. Where is the world of duality in sleep? No means what? It doesn't exist outside of you. It remains unmanifest in you in the form of total ignorance. That's why you say Maya is said to be the material cause. Unchanging material cause. Without undergoing any change. That's why the mind also does not undergo any change. I tell you. What change does the happens on the part of the snake to cause the fear? Vivarta. Even snake is vivarta. Isn't it? Snake is vivarta. It's only appearance. Without undergoing any change, snake appears as the snake. Snake just being snake, it causes fear. Okay. So everything is appearance only. So everything is mithya if you understand. Atma alone is in the form of everything. Therefore, Atma alone is. But because of ignorance, we do not see that. That's what he's explained here. Okay. Now we go to the next verse. Next karika. Advayam chadvayabhasam manaswapnena samshayah. Advayam chadvayabhasam manaswapnena samshayah. Advayam chadvayabhasam dvayancha dvayabhasam tatha jagranna samshayah. Tatha jagranna samshayah. Now, what was taught before, he reconfirms, okay, reinforces the same thing. Atma is non-dual reality, means is not a cause. Okay? So first he says, Advayam, means Atma Tattvam, the truth, absolute reality, the non-dual reality, non-dual reality Atma is the seeming duality in the dream. Swapne dvayabhasam. See, dvayabhasam is what? Apparent duality. Seeming duality, apparent duality is what? Dvayabhasam. Abhasaha means apparent. So, advayam swapne dvayabhasam, the non-dual reality Atma alone is in the form of what? The seeming duality in the dream. Na samshayah, no doubt. Advayam cha dvayabhasam tatha jagrat na samshayah. Second line he says, so there is no doubt at all. Now, so also, the adtatha, in the same way, advayam, the non-dual, atma, meant by the word mind alone, is the seeming duality in the waking state. If Atma is in the form of mind, this mind alone is in the form of world of duality. Atma is in the form of world of duality. Atma is not the world of duality. Atma is in the form of world of duality. Atma is not, but the world of duality is nothing but Atma. Isn't it? Because world of duality is non-separate from the mind which is Atma. This is the literal meaning of the Karika. What he says, Rajju Rupena Sarpa Paha iva, Rajju Rupena Sarpaha iva. Just as snake, Rajju, snake, the rope is the reality of the snake. Paramarthataha Atma Rupena Advayam Sad Dvayabhasam Manaha Swapne Nasamshayaha. So the reality of the mind is Atma, the consciousness. Therefore, Sad Dvayabhasam Atma Rupena Advayam Sat Paramarthataha Atma Rupena Advayam Sat Dvayabhasam manaha swapne na samshayah. What he says is, just as the snake in reality is non-separate from the rope, is it? What is snake? Snake is non-separate from the rope, its reality. What is the reality of this snake? Rope. The snake is non-separate from its reality, the rope. So also, the mind, which is as though dual, the mind which is as though dual, is in reality non-separate from Atma, the pure consciousness. Mind functions, world of duality comes. Mind becomes non-functional, world of duality disappears. What is this mind? Okay. The reality of the mind is consciousness. Got it? So in, we can see, Rajjurupena sarpahaiva, just as snake in reality is non-separate from its source of existence, the rope. So also the mind, which is as though dual, is in reality, is non-different from, non-separate from the pure consciousness implied by the term Atma. Nahi swapne hastyadi grahyam tad grahakam va chakshuradi dvayam vijnana vyatirekena asti. Beautiful. See, any object such as elephant, etc., experienced in the dream, grahyam tad grahakam cha, sir, grahyam tad grahakam, the perceiver and the perceived object. Okay, the perceiver of the objects such as elephants, etc., the perceived objects, elephant, etc., and also the instruments of perception such as eyes, etc. Chakshuradi dvayam vijnana vyatirekena asti. Without the consciousness, nothing exists. So here, there's a method called Anvaya Vyatireka. Anvaya Vyatireka is using. The mind is functional, world of duality appears. If mind is non-functional, world of duality disappears. Appears, disappears. Appears, disappears. It's a magic shown by the mind. How, what about his mind? Mind will disappear like a snake. How snake will resolve, a snake is resolvable in its source, the rope. The mind is resolvable in its own source, consciousness. That's why it's inexplicable, isn't it? So he says, Chakshuradi, even, we don't need to talk about all, everything that is experienced. Even though in the dream sense organs, the dream objects, the dream experiencer, everything is what? Saul? Saul the, it's all the mind, isn't it? What is mind? Mind is Atma. Therefore, he says, very beautifully he says, Chakshuradi dvayam. Vijnana vyatirekena nasti. Vyatireka means without. Okay? In the absence of the function of mentation, there is absence of, the seeming absence of the world. Seeming absence, okay? In the presence of the function of mentation, the seeming presence of the world. Seeming absence, seeming presence of the world. when there is a seeming function of mentation, it's a seeming absence of function of mentation, isn't it? There's a co-presence of, there's a co-presence and a co-absence. The mind is functional, that is kind of anvayaha. Anvayaha means when there is presence of function of mentation, there is presence of the apparent world of duality. When there is absence of function of mentation, there is absence of apparent world of duality. Absence is not non-existent. Absence is that which is opposed to presence. There's no such thing called non-existent at all. Okay? The presence of the apparent world of duality is there when there's a presence of function of mentation. When there's absence of function of mentation, then there is absence of the apparent world of duality. It's called anu anvayaha, means existing together. Mind, functional mind, the world of duality exists. Vyatireka means what? Without it. Without that presence, then when there's no absence of functional mentation, there's absence of the apparent world of duality. That's why we say what? It doesn't exist. So, vijnana vyatirekena nasti. What is swapne? Hastyadi grahyam tad grahakam vachakshuradi dvayam. Vijnana vyatirekena nasti. Without the consciousness, independent of consciousness, there cannot be something called observer, observed, observation, the objects, instruments of action, knowledge, nothing that is there as part of the dream world, nothing exists independently outside of, without the consciousness. Shankara Bhagavata's words are so beautiful. Vijnana vyatirekena. Presence is, co-presence is anvayaha. Isn't it? This is not, this is also not. This is vyatirekaha. Last sentence. Jagradapi tathayeva. He only talks about the dream. He does not take waste time again. Jagradapi tathayeva. How apparent the world of duality is experienced, which is objectively real for an individual. This world of duality, which is objectively real, empirically real world of duality, is also apparent. Okay, this is also not there without the outside of the consciousness. Paramartha sad vijnanamatra viseshat. Now, suppose the question comes, if it is say, only small, I'll take 1 minute, please give me time. Let me finish the last sentence. Paramartha sad vijnanamatra viseshat. Paramartha sad vijnana matra aviseshat. Now, in the both in dream world and in the waking world, what is there? There is a paramartha avisesha. Visesha means there's truth of the dream experience, the truth of the waking experience, isn't it? For both, the truth is the same. The avisesha, avisheshat, due to the invariable reality, the invariable reality being invariable, because of the reality being invariable, consciousness for the individual creation also, same Atma is there. Is it? Samashti manaha. Samashti manaha, you can say maya. The truth of the maya is consciousness. The truth of the individual also consciousness. Okay, they're one and the same. Therefore, he says, Whether it's the mind is the mind is in the place of snake, reference to an individual. Maya is in the place of snake, in the place of total. Anyway, for both, the source of existence is one and the same consciousness. They're not, there's no difference. So Jiva Srishtihi is the dream. Ishwara Srishti is the world of duality experience in the waking state. Anyway, so here, there is no difference between these two. Even though two names are given, Jiva Srishtihi, because the cause, we say, here the samskaras are the cause for the Jiva Srishti, isn't it? Samashti Parabdha is the cause for the Ishwara Srishti. That's only difference. Otherwise, they both are equally mithya, because the source of existence of both is one and the same, Paramartha Vijnanam. So now what is the thing? Duality is mithya. Duality experience in the dream is mithya. Duality experience in the waking state is also mithya. Because the mind which causes the duality is also mithya. The mind caused by ignorance is also mithya. Paramartha vijnanam alone is satyam. The duality is mithya. Therefore, Paramartha Vijnanam, the absolute reality consciousness, is as though cause, not a real cause. If Atma is as though cause, there is no creation. The creation says what? No. As the universe also is as though effect, which means, so Atma is not the cause. Therefore, there is no creation. There is only manifestation. Therefore, all that is here is one secondless non-dual reality consciousness. I am non-dual reality consciousness. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti.